Welcome back to ITFM Insights, the podcast where we explore all things IT financial management. I'm your host, Chiara Sapanta, and in today's episode, we'll dig into how IT financial management and strategic portfolio management complement each other. Also, why bringing them together matters right now, and what practical steps you can take to bridge the gap between costs, strategy, and outcomes. I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Tracy Yen, Product Marketing Manager for IBM Target Process and host of the Amplify Agile podcast, where she covers all things strategic portfolio management.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. I'm really excited to be here. And usually I'm deep in the world of strategic portfolio management. But today, Chiara and I are actually talking about how IT financial management and strategic portfolio management work together and why that connection is so powerful for organizations.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this topic is especially important as enterprises today, you know, are super under pressure to prove not just where money is being spent, but the value it's delivering. You know, IT financial management gives visibility into costs and budgets, while strategic portfolio management really connects those costs to strategy, you know, also funding decisions and delivery outcomes. And, you know, together they give leaders a full picture, not just numbers, but also the impact. So Tracy, before we dive a little bit deeper into today's topic, can you give our listeners a quick introduction to what you do and how it connects to SPM?
Yeah, of course. So I'm the product marketing manager, as Chiara mentioned, here at IBM, where I focus solely on IBM Target Process, which is, of course, our strategic portfolio management SaaS solution. And my day-to-day involves helping organizations kind of figure out how to connect strategy to execution. And as mentioned, I also run a podcast called Amplify Agile, where I get to talk about what's working and what's not when it comes to making strategy real. So be sure to check it out if you're interested in how organizations are able to keep strategy, funding, and execution in sync. And, you know, Chiara, since ITFM is at the heart of this show, right, I want to actually start by connecting the dots. So how do you see ITFM and SPM fitting together?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. You know, ITFM is all about, you know, analyzing, planning, and optimizing IT costs and investments, and really just making sure everything is transparent, you know, aligned to business objectives, and really clearly communicated with business units. So it's all about getting the right data in the right way to the right stakeholders. And then I guess like what SPM does is take the foundation of ITFM that ITFM provided and also makes it more dynamic. So, you know, ITFM shows where the dollars are and how they're used, while SPM really connects those dollars to strategy and delivery. You know, it's less about reporting and what happened and more about steering where things are going. And I think that really brings us to, you know, the why now moment. You know, we've all seen how priorities can shift overnight. You know, what looked right in January might not really make sense by March. So Tracy, you know, why is connecting ITFM and SPM so critical in that kind of environment today?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And, you know, because business priorities are shifting constantly, as we all know, you know, think about how quickly organizations kind of had to pivot during the pandemic or when new technologies were emerging. Plans, as you mentioned, made a year ago may no longer make sense. So if you're only looking at spend after the fact, it's kind of too late to pivot. And when ITFM and SPM are connected, leaders can shift funding faster and see whether investments are delivering against strategy and adjust before money is kind of wasted. So it's about being to course correct in real time and not after the fact. And, you know, that's not just about agility. It's also about alignment as well. I think a big part of this challenge that we've noticed is that IT finance speaks in budget and forecasts, and delivery speaks in milestones and timelines. So, you know, I want to hear from your view on what you've seen. How does bringing ITFM and SPM together kind of help bridge that gap?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it really just creates a shared story. You know, IT finance teams rely on data to ensure, you know, IT spend is transparent, planned, and aligned to business objectives. And then delivery teams really focus on how to get work done and what outcomes are being delivered. And then when ITFM and SPM really work together, I think those perspectives are super aligned. And, you know, IT finance can see whether the initiatives they're funding are actually progressing, while the delivery teams can see the financial impact of their work. So I think instead of, you know, debating whose data is right, you know, both sides really focus on achieving shared outcomes together. And, you know, that shared story, I think it's really what gives organizations real confidence. So Tracy, can you share, you know, an example of what that looks like in practice?
Yeah, I definitely have one great example that really stands out that I can think of. We do have one large U.S. insurance and financial services client that actually began its transformation with IT financial management, and their challenge was quite familiar. Yeah, IT costs were visible, but they couldn't connect spend to strategic priorities or be able to demonstrate value. And once that foundation was stable for them, they expanded into strategic portfolio management to kind of help them link the dollars to work and outcomes. So using portfolio and resource management to connect investments to execution and then track alignment to business goals. So within a year, they improved their execution, say due ratio by about 20%, meaning more planned work was delivered on time and within budget. And honestly, beyond that metric, it changed the relationship between IT finances and EPMO as well. Finance became an enabler of delivery decisions instead of a gatekeeper. And so this is a really strong example of how ITFM and SPM together closed that loop and from funding transparency to execution accountability, turning financial governance into measurable business performance.
It's an awesome story. You know, now let's make it a little bit more practical. You know, so for organizations ready to take this next step, you know, what should they be looking for in a capability or platform to bring, you know, SPM and ITFM together?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think that's a really important distinction too. SPM, you know, isn't about duplicating what ITFM already does. ITFM gives you the transparency, the data, and the control. What SPM adds is strategic flexibility, right? And so I think first it should bring dynamic resource allocation into the picture. Instead of being locked into static annual plans, leaders can now shift funding and capacity as priorities evolve, right? Without losing financial accountability. And I think second, what it should do is that it should connect strategy, funding, and delivery capacity in a way that lets you see the real impact of those trade-offs. It's not just how much are we spending, it's what are we funding, who's doing the work, and how is that advancing our objectives. And I think the third thing to look out for is that, you know, SPM should be able to enable scenario planning. So when something changes, and it always does, you know, leaders can model those shifts and see instantly how moving dollars or teams affects the timelines and outcomes. So in short, you know, ITFM gives you clarity. SPM gives you the ability to adapt that clarity to reality.
I love that because, you know, most organizations really aren't starting from scratch. You know, they've already done the work of building financial transparency and optimizing spend with ITFM. But, you know, Tracy, for those asking, you know, where do I start? You know, what practical steps can they take to move towards that, you know, ITFM and SPM connection? What would you say to that?
I definitely think I'd start with three simple things. So visibility for one, you know, making sure your financial data is clear, trusted, and accessible to the right stakeholders. Secondly, I think linking spend to priorities, right? So even a simple mapping between investments and business objectives kind of creates a strategic view. Third, I would definitely create a shared view. So starting small, one or two key initiatives where IT finance and delivery teams see the same data and outcomes together. And those steps might sound simple, but they build that momentum really needed to scale. And I think that's what makes this powerful. It's not about a huge transformation overnight, but it's about extending what organizations already do well with ITFM and just making it more strategic.
Exactly. Yeah. ITFM gives you the clarity and alignment while, you know, SPM adds agility and strategic impact. And together they really help, you know, leaders make faster, smarter, more outcome-driven decisions. And I really like how you broke that down into something like super approachable. And it's not really about, you know, reworking the entire system in one day. It's really about starting small and then also proving the value and then expanding from there. So I think, you know, that's a great note to end on, you know, practical steps any organization can take to, you know, bring more agility and strategic alignment to their IT investments. Tracy, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your perspective on how SPM builds on ITFM and to, you know, really help leaders move faster and make more confident decisions. So, and to our listeners, thank you for tuning into ITFM Insights. If you'd like to explore more on this topic further, visit this episode's ITFM Insights page on apptio.com. That's apptio.com, where we posted additional resources. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes where we continue exploring the evolving world of ITFM. See you next time.